This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Well, every time David Icke comes on, I've been interviewing him for 25 years or so, he just gets more eloquent, and he's a real blessing for the species. This is a five-minute segment, long segment coming up here in a moment. But David, we can break down the way society operates in different areas, but you have conquest government, you have renaissance government. Of course, there's always a mix of those two. You have predatory government, you have altruistic government. But as you describe, so many people in corporate life and business, they know it's all hierarchical. They just learn to do whatever they're told, so they're pushed up higher. But still, they're not their own person, and it builds stagnation, and we know it's an anti-human endgame that we're basically gestating. You know, this alien globalist force, and at one point we're to be destroyed, which we're now entering that phase. But so many men that are actually smart on the surface, they decide to serve it. They think we're dumb to even try to study what's really going on. I was lucky enough that my dad never got into the higher levels of this group, but he did get recruited in high school into it, and he told me about a lot when I was a kid and said he got out of it. He didn't get the more fantastical realms of it, but he was dead on. And so I kind of had a jump on things. I guess you woke up working inside the BBC and, you know, other things and seeing, you know, the angle of what was happening. But the short segment we have here, I cannot describe to people the value of knowing how things really work. And in business or life or stocks, if I went to the stock market, I'm almost always winning. If I want to know how stuff, the outcome. And then it's like people that don't have the knowledge, they think it's foolish and laugh at us when we do, but they're not laughing now. So what happens as it becomes clear that humans that are aware of the real world are going to be able to go into the future regardless of whether you join evil or not, and that the only future is finally studying this knowledge, what's going to happen? Because the censorship, I don't think, is going to be able to suppress it.
Well, you know, I come from a different angle, Alex, to many people who look at this network, what I call the cult, as this powerful entity. I see it as a bunch of frightened little boys and girls in short trousers. And, you know, when you think, I'll give you an example of what I mean to support that. When you look at this cult, it's because of its control of money and its control of all the institutions of society. It controls the media and the information that people overwhelmingly receive. It controls the Silicon Valley giants and therefore, again, controls not only what people see but what people don't see, controls the banking system, controls governments, controls corporations. And yet, it has to ban people like me and people like you because it's frightened of what we're doing. And it's frightened of what we're doing because it can only survive. And its narrative, not least about this virus, for goodness sake, what a crock of crap that is, it can only survive by protecting it from exposure. And the more that they censor, the more evidence you have of where the real power is. You know, all that control, and yet they have to take my videos down. They have to take my YouTube channel.
Oh, I totally agree with you that they're all about suppressing and controlling humans because we're more advanced to them. So it's basically like a Space Ghost episode where the centipede or the praying mantis creature is trying to figure out how to control American television and can't even figure it out. I mean, they've got the power, but they don't have any of the knowledge.
Yeah, they have the control of the institutions, but they don't have the power. We have the power. And their narrative is so tenuous that if people were left to freely expose it, it would be over. So they have to, where the power's coming from. They're not censoring because it's a bit of fun, and they're not censoring to posture their power. They're censoring because they've got no choice.
Oh, I agree, because once they censored us, we only got bigger. I mean, and they're more scared. I mean, they're scared. I've been around globalists. They're scared. Stay there, Dave. We're back in 60 seconds. I want to ask you some questions you might not have ever been asked. And I know you're here to just educate the public. We really appreciate it. But I want to talk about your book, how people get it, because people really need to know the truth of what's going on. And David Icke is dead on the target. He's like Robin Hood, where he splits his own era. And we're very, very honored to have him. DavidIcke.com. and you can find the new book, The Answer, there. I'm Alex Jones with NewsWars.com and Band.Video. Only way those links get out is if you share them. Stay with us. How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots, and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared. Amazing. I love him. He's a trailblazer, a visionary, and he's been dead on. Dead on. And here he is with his new book, The Answer. We've got him for another 50 minutes or so. We're very honored. The book came out today, DavidIke.com. I'm Alex Jones, your host. David, let's look forward in the future like you did back in 1992, 93, when you really started warning people and you got ridiculed and laughed at. And, or, you know, but, of course, didn't even care to tell you the truth. People ask how I take it. I know I'm right. And we're doing our own research to come up with basically the same answers from different perspectives, and it so is the general public. So as that quickening happens, the enemy's been forced to accelerate their plan. They've been forced to emerge. They're very scared. You can see that. We have the power. They know it's slipping out of their hands. What are they going to do to try to counter that, and how do you imagine or project? I know it's all up to us, but as a general in the pro-human fight, how do you project that fight going? And if we were able to defeat them quickly, how would their collapse look, like the old Soviet Union but on steroids? How would this blossoming and this explosion of knowledge and of honor and justice and freedom, and not the evil programs that they inject into us of backstabbing and racism and fighting and mindlessness, what would that super renaissance look like?
Well, human consciousness, individually and collectively, is human society. So if you look at human society now, it's a reflection of human consciousness. And when human consciousness changes, in other words, human perception changes, then the world will change to express, project that change of perception. So if you are frightened of authority and you acquiesce to authority, then you are going to live in a world of control because it's a projection of your perception. When you can break those bonds, and the bonds are almost not imposed upon us so much as we impose them on ourselves, right? I've not worn a mask. They can stick that where the sun don't shine. I've not rubbed sanitizer on my hands and poisoned my bloody self. I've not got involved in their track and trace. I never will do any of it. And therefore, I'm not acquiescing to them. I'm living my life as I've always lived my life. And everyone could do that, and together we'd be unstoppable. What they're trying to impose upon us would be unenforceable. I mean, how do you enforce masks on everybody? There's not enough police officers for a start, and you can't do it. You do it because people overwhelmingly acquiesce, and then the next thing is they not only acquiesce, they insist that everyone else does, the old Stasi system in East Germany. And so this is human consciousness today. We went under lockdown because vast numbers of people believe the rubbish that they were told. Therefore, I've got to go under lockdown. That's my perception because I'm in danger.
And it's all been proven to be a lie. And then Fauci says, trust the science, when everything he told us was completely fraudulent.
He couldn't spell science. And so the other group of people that went under lockdown and acquiesced were those that, well, there's something not right here. But their perception was, what's the consequences for me of doing anything about it and standing up to it? So those two perceptual groups went into lockdown. So we went into lockdown. The perception became the reality, became the experience. Now we can reverse that. And we reverse it by ceasing to acquiesce and ceasing to do what we're told. You see, you can listen to government, you can listen to authority, and they tell you, you know, you need to do this, and like, okay, and you can go, okay, so tell me why, right, and okay, I hear that, I'm going to do a bit of research, and sometimes you might say, well, do you know, yeah, I agree with that, I'm going to do that, because it makes sense to me, I'm making the decision, but when you are acquiescing by reflex action, just because some prat in a dark suit tells you to, that is subjugation, and that's what leads to the few controlling the many.
That's right, and a lot of people think if they buck something, they're being uppity, they're causing a stir. No, we need to start saying no. When they said all the parks are closed in Austin and people were acquiescing, I went down there. Then they said, oh, sign up for COVID tracing at a huge, giant parks that are as big as a national park. And we just marched in there, got in the face of the people, and the police said, yeah, there's no law. You can't have hired bureaucrats blocking people to a park. So they had to open it back up. And it's just that people just have to push back.
That's all it is. You know, we don't have to fight the enemy. We don't have to even protest, though people can if they want. All we need is the power of no, I'm not doing it. And you cumulatively have people saying, no, we're not doing it. Oh, we've had a discussion. Oh, we're going to do this, that. We're not doing it. We're not doing it. So where's your power now? What, you haven't got any? Your power was always in us saying, well, I don't like it, but I've got to do it because you'd have told you. It's the law. It's the law. Well, if the law's a load of old crap and designed specifically to enslave you, your kids and your grandkids, what are we doing acquiescing to it? This is the change of perception.
No, I know you're trying to get people to shift their perception. I'm asking you though, how's it going for the evil spider? And what do you expect? What would it look like? How do you see the enemy falling? I get it. We wake up, we say no, and then this group becomes irrelevant. They all go to prison. I mean, already these blood drinking, devil worshipping, child molesters are everything you said 30 years ago is coming out. Everything I said 26 years ago is coming out. Well, I mean, it doesn't look like things are going too well for them.
Now, and well, fortunately for us, they have an unsellable front man in Bill Gates. I mean, people with their eyes
which
closed.
Which shows it's not a human agenda because it doesn't even have human instincts. Who would come up with Bill Gates as the front man?
I mean, it's extraordinary, and it's a great thing because he's unsellable. I mean, he's got I am freaking evil stamped on his forehead. So he's a really hard sell, and that's a good thing because they can't disconnect Gates from the vaccine now, which is excellent from a pushback point of view.
It is.
But what they will be seeking to do, and it will be in the script, is to because they're terrified. You see, they're terrified of this gathering momentum. This is where all the bans on gatherings of people beyond a handful comes from. They're terrified of pushback. What they've done in this country is introduce fines for not wearing a mask in the situations that they've decreed of up to £3,200, which is a lot of money for people. And they've done that because they're terrified of the momentum of people saying, ain't doing it. Ain't doing
but still it. People are refusing, and then the judges are refusing to enforce it.
Yeah, and so what they're gonna try to do, it'll be in the script, is to get control of as many fundamental necessities to life as they can. So obviously they're going to create food shortages. They're going to get control of the electricity grids, and obviously they've got control of the internet from an on-off point of view. So they're going to try.
And by the way, in blue states everywhere, they're now doing rolling blackouts on purpose, just like you said.
Yeah, so it's the necessities of life they want to control, because everything they are doing is to stop this momentum of non-acquiescence, because that's the end of it. Finish, kaput, all over, thank you, see you later, once that happens. And so it's like, you do that, and you won't get this. You do that, you won't get this.
And you're right. This is their big assault, their global tracking grid, their social credit score, their forced inoculation. If this fails, then what do they do? This could be the end of the New World Order.
Well, yes, it could, because they've made it. You know, if you use the analogy of a long-distance race, they've been in the pack, hiding in the pack, moving this thing forward. And now, in 2020, they've made their run for home. And you see, when people make the run for home in an athletics race, they have to stay in front and have to get across the line. Because once they get caught, they start going back into the pack again.
And a lot of times they stumble and fall on their face. Powerful allegory with David Icke. Stay there, David. We'll come back and start at that point.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm here with Scott Yusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
David Icke is here with us, ladies and gentlemen. And it's just surreal to see every major publication say the Earth will be better without humans. We must give up our bodies. Families are bad. We can't have single person homes or family homes. All of this is beyond Orwellian, and it's the agenda. And I know, David, you want to get into what's technically happening and who the globalists are, but getting back to your earlier work about this being non-human, you got attacked for that 30 years ago. Clearly, this whole agenda is anti-human. They say their job is to get rid of humans. The goal is a post-human world. Now they say they want to override all the genetics of the planet and totally change it. It is, by definition, alien. The genetic engineering, they're creating new life forms that never existed before. So what is this? What is the end game? I know you say we're all energy, but what are they? What are they? Why do they want the blood of children? Why do they want to torture people? Why do they love ugliness? Who are they?
Well, if we had another 2 hours, I'd love to talk about this because, I've been talking in the books for decades about the fact that the force ultimately behind this is non-human and that the network, the cult that I call it in human society, which people like Gates and Soros, et cetera, are assets. They are the manipulators within human society on behalf of this non-human force. In fact, the non-human force controls them. And when you look at ancient writings in ancient cultures, there's a real common theme, and it absolutely fits what I've been talking about all these years. And that is, we can perceive life as form. I have a human body and there's another body and another body and an alien body. But ultimately, what's animating that form, what's using that form as a vehicle to experience is consciousness. And imagine a balanced, harmonious level of consciousness, which people call love and other balanced emotions. Now imagine the absolute antipathy of that, an inverted, imbalanced, distorted state of consciousness. That is what this non-human force ultimately is. And it possesses this cult. And this is why, the bloodlines are all part of this possession network, and this because their genetics makes them more open to this possession. And so what you're looking at is this imbalanced, deeply disturbed state of consciousness driving this cult. That's what they do, why they do what they do. This is where psychopathy comes from. Psychopaths, which is what all these people are, super psychopaths with people like Gates and Soros, these psychopaths are an expression of this, what I've been calling for years, this mind virus. And what they're trying to do is to assimilate the rest of humanity into this mind virus state of consciousness. And it shuts them down. It isolates them in the five senses. And they, what I found fascinating, Alex, in the last couple of weeks is I've been reading a lot of stuff. on the Native American concept, one of the names for it is Wetiko. And what they're describing is exactly what I've been writing about for years and I'm talking about now. It's a mind virus. And you see this in all the ancient cultures. And what the Native Americans
say, they have people that would go crazy and start trying to kill kids, drink blood, and just go psycho for no reason.
This is the possession of this Wetiko mind virus. When I say virus, I don't mean physical virus. I mean spiritual. like a computer virus. That's how it works. Because, you see, if you take the analogy of a computer, and you take that to be the five-sense conscious mind of humans, and then you take the guy on the keyboard and the mouse to be expanded states of consciousness, those two things should be interacting. That's our natural state. But what happens when the computer gets a virus? You bang in the keyboard, you bang in the mouse, and nothing's happening. Because now the virus has taken over literally the perceptual information processing systems of the computer, and it's going where the virus tells it. So all hell's breaking
loose. That's right. Everything they do is about forcing us into a false reality.
Yeah. And so the more that they can bring us into fear and imbalanced, low vibrational states of emotion, like anxiety and anger and hatred and all these things, the more they are basically attaching this mind virus frequency to us. And one of the interesting things, you'll certainly recognize this, so will people watching this show, the Native American concept talks about this Wetiko being a mind blindness, which operates out of the subconscious. That's what it hides in the subconscious. And, of course, the cult, in all its forms, its target is the human subconscious. Because if they can put perceptual programs in the subconscious, they'll filter through to the conscious mind, and the person will think they're their own thoughts, opinions, and kind of insights, when actually they've been put into the subconscious. So this Wetiko virus operates in the subconscious, and once the conscious mind becomes aware of it, it loses its power. This is why, you know, when you you can have an image and you can have a subliminal insert into it, and that insert will talk to your subconscious. But once it's pointed out, there's that subliminal insert, the conscious mind's aware of it. That's the first thing you see when you look at the image from then on is the insert. It's been made conscious. It's lost its power.
That's the spell losing its power. So how do we get people out of the spell?
So what the Native American concept of this mind blindness is that it tricks the conscious mind into a state of mind blindness. In other words, not knowing the hell what's going on. But it thinks it has. And what we're seeing all the time, I'm seeing all the time anyway, is people who actually consciously believe they've looked at what's happening and they've come to their own conclusions and they've worked out what this virus thing is all about. And what comes out of their mouth is the official narrative, word for word. In other words, they're blind to what's going on, but they think they're not. And this is the...
Exactly. They always dial into the stated talking point, but they think it's their own, but they word for word say it because they become nothing but, like you said, a repeater, because it's like an electrical charge. They've just completed the circuit.
Yeah, this is what this bubble is. They try to put people in a bubble of perception, what I call the five sense bubble, and people think they're thinking.
By the way, the universities in the UK and the US are calling it a COVID safety bubble, where you're not allowed to leave for the semester. Yeah. Have you seen this?
It's kind of funny. I use the concept or the symbol of the bubble in the answer when I'm talking about how people are isolated in the bubble. And I wrote all that. 85% of that book was written before this stuff kicked in. And then what played out was what was in the first 85% of the book played out in human society. And then they brought in this bubble concept, which I thought was extremely synchronistic, because that's what they want us to put us in, this bubble. But if we stop self-identifying,
we got to go to break again, but yeah, what putting the kids in bubbles, rock concerts in bubbles, yeah, restaurants in cages, it's a mental image. You're bad, you're dirty, we've got to keep you locked up. Stay there, David. David Icke is on fire as usual. I'm Alex Jones, NewsWars.com. Spread that link.
When the corrupt establishment began pushing Joe Biden 2 years ago, they knew he had serious cognitive problems. He has always been an empty suit that does what he's told by the globalists and their allied crime syndicates. Kamala Harris is even worse and does whatever she's told. She's bought and paid for by Silicon Valley, the Chi-Coms, and others. So, she has been chosen because she's part African, and now anyone that criticizes her will be called a racist and evil, and she is now above reproach. Ladies and gentlemen, we must expose this monster for who she is. We must expose the fact that she wanted minimum sentences for black people 3 times longer than white people, that the woman is a monster. Kamala Harris will end up being our president if they're able to steal the election, and she is a 110% New World Order puppet. Now more than ever, we must expose this monster. We must expose the globalists.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The bell is tolling. Humanity is at a crossroads. We're going to win. But it's going to be rough. I remember David Einstein, like 2005, on my show. He was saying, I think around 2060 there'll be a giant awakening. But then by 2020, the real fight will come. And if humanity can make it through that the next 5-10 years, I think there's going to be a real, I mean, amazing time after that. But it's really up to us. I remember saying, well, why did I come up with these numbers? And he said, well, I do a lot of research, but also I'm just hooked into the universe. Well, that all played out exactly as he said. Not just here, but around the world, the big move against globalism, the big awakening, they counterstrike. go back to that, David. Come on. I've answered this question before, and you won't answer it. Go back to the moment you're on my show. You said it a bunch of other places, too, and you just said, I just envisioned 2016, the global awakening, the tide begins to turn, and then the enemy by 2020 comes back in. It's going to be a big fight, but we're going to win. Go back to that thought process.
Well, it was, if you go back to when I started 30 years ago, I mean, you couldn't get, you couldn't fill a phone box with interest in this stuff. But as the years have unfolded, what's happened is people's experience and people's view of the world and lots of other things that are going on have started to break down this, if you like, this bubble. And people have started to see and look at the world in a different way. And you know, you've seen the difference. I've seen a staggering difference in the last few years.
And now they tell us openly, you're only safe in the bubble. Please continue.
Yeah, and it's not just the numbers of people that are waking up. It's the type of people, system people are starting to wake up from within the system and realize what they've been part of.
Oh, that's key. In fact, I wanted to ask you this when I was trying to get you on weeks ago, but you couldn't. Bill Gates was on with Anderson Cooper. I'm sure you saw it about a month ago. And they go, yeah, millions of people an hour are saying bad things about Bill Gates. And they go, and it's not the normal types, you know, the ones, talking about us. It's like regular people. It's people in the system. So what you just said is they're hitting the panic button.
Which is an expression of what I'm talking about. I know from people who've contacted me, the kind of people that are waking up now are really in the system, and they've reached the point where they can't just ignore what they're seeing around them anymore. We've seen that with doctors coming out during this pandemic hoax. But what has happened in this period? Is a lot of people have fallen for fear, yes, and acquiescence, but it's got so many people off the fence because it's very difficult if you have a smear of intelligence on active duty to look at the world and what's happened and not realize that actually the world is not like you thought it was. And this is one of the great benefits of speaking out about what was coming. At a time when it was extremely unpopular and all you got was ridicule and abuse, basically, because now that the fruits of that are coming to bear, because people saying, well, if they said it was going to come and it's come, it can't be random. Therefore, what's going on? What's behind it? And so we're at a point now in a fork in the road where we are choosing which way we're going. And acquiescence will just take us where this has been heading all along. And there's a nightmare down that road. But non-acquiescence can bring an end to this very, very quickly because it's completely dependent on acquiescence. And what we need, ladies and gentlemen, is to move people from that, I can see it now, symbolically you're on the other side of the street, I can see what's coming next, to cross the street and engage with it, or even more powerfully, to disengage with it, the power of no. The power of no will bring this down, because the power of acquiescence has built it up. Our power is being used both ways.
And by the way, I agree with you. I finish that point, but I agree with you. This shows how weak they are. They're throwing everything at us. I can see their body language. They are in panic, crazy mode, and our people have never looked better, never looked stronger. We're glowing, and it looks like they're diminishing.
Yeah, because they're dependent on us. And when we stop cooperating with them, they're finished. They have no power. And all that's happened in the last few months has simply been through acquiescence of the target population. No one would be wearing masks now if people chose to not wear masks. There would be no social distancing, unsocial distancing if people hadn't acquiesced to it. There'd be none of this stuff. It's human acquiescence that's created it, which is great news in a way because it means we have the power to uncreate it. And, you know, look at where this is going. Look how far we've come in a few months, and then project that forward if we go on acquiescing. to where that's going to be by the end of the year.
That's my question. You talked about the Southern Hemisphere. They are choking women on TV on purpose. They're arresting women wearing masks on purpose. They're beating people up. They're getting forced inoculations ready. They're saying, we're going to take your children. And the UN says it's the model. I mean, this is, what is wrong with Australia? I guess never got to be in a prison colony. What the hell is going on here?
Well, they're in their winter now. And what you're seeing in Melbourne and Victoria under this fascist, there's no other way of describing him, Daniel Andrews, the Premier, is what is planned for the winter in the Northern Hemisphere. And so Australia today, just like China yesterday, will be the West today, as I said. Australia today, Victoria today, is planned to be the West tomorrow. So how much more are we going to take, ladies and gentlemen? When we
by the way, with Matthew McConaughey the other day, I'm sure you saw it, Fauci said we need to do what China says. They're the model. How outrageous is that?
Yeah, well, that's the whole point. See, because this cult has no borders, and it one of its great global centers is China. It's no accident this thing came out of China. This whole hoax came out of China. Because what they've been doing, this cult was behind the Mao Revolution, and it has used China behind the wall of that tyranny as an incubator of the global model for total human control. So it's come out of China, very symbolically and appropriately, this pandemic hoax, and the crucial element of it was to make China's draconian lockdown the blueprint for the West response to it. This is why immediately it started in China. Tedros, the deeply, deeply corrupt Director General of the World Health Organization, when he speaks, it's or moves his mouth, it's Gates speaking. When Gates speaks, it's the cult speaking. He came out and said China is the way to deal with this. And so when it came to the West, the Chinese model, which was the cult model, was imposed on the West. And what has happened since then, Alex? The Chinese model of human control has been transferred massively into the West. And so if you want to see what they want the world to be tomorrow, it's what's happening in China today, and they ain't finished in China in terms of extremes yet either. So when are you going to do that? When are you going to react to this? When are you going to say no? You know, when we're full-blown China, how about then? It'll be a bit more difficult then, wouldn't it? We need to draw the line now, use the power of no, use the power of collective unity in not standing for it and not having it. And yes, there'll be challenges. Yes, there'll be some consequences. But as the numbers increase, there will be no consequences. There were no consequences for the thousands of people on the beaches when they declared a major incident. There's too many people. We have the power, and their absolute terror is for that penny to drop.
All right, final segment with David Icke, straight ahead, the new book, The Answer, at davidicke.com. I mean, I know that it's linked on the site. Where's the best place to go to find the new book?
Go to davidicke.com.
All right, just came out in the last few days, The Answer. Great cover, great information. Can't wait to read the whole thing. We'll be back, and I've got a bunch of my questions. Just about the general world, the so-called Council of 13. I mean, how many are really in control? Because people now are ready to awaken. A lot of this is old news to David Icke, but what's old is new. We'll be right back. Don't forget, the only way this interview gets out on the radio stations you're listening to or the TV stations is to tell people to tune in. And once it's archived at band.video, to share it. That's how we win the war.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
To have him. If he hadn't been there, we would not be in the position we're in now. We're getting to win. It's like an arm wrestling contest. We're starting to push him down, but we can't think that we have victory yet, and humans have our own problems. But when you come to the realization that every ancient culture was right, there is an evil anti-human force in control. You know, you have been at the BBC, top TV show, big soccer champion, all that before. You began to see what was going on. It awakened you, but then you had a vision in Peru. I've had moments of great clarity and understanding where you just are suddenly beamed all this information. I haven't really gotten into that on air, but that's happened after I woke up later. So you don't like to talk about the enemy itself and what they do, but you know, you pioneered exposing the pedophilia, the Satanism, the adrenochrome. But you talk about the program public following orders. because they're compartmentalized and manipulated. But there is a large group that serves this evil force because they're into the demonic spirit. They're into this hateful force. And I never joined it. I was never in it, but I've been around it growing up in a very rich area of Dallas. And then later I, you know, saw things like Eyes Wide Shut and things and met folks that actually been involved in real stuff like that in Hollywood, very high level. And so there is that level as well of people that serve it, not out of ignorance, but because they like that force and that energy. And what can you say about that and how people need to wake up and realize that exists?
Well, we go back to this this mind virus, which is actually the consciousness that is totally controlling these people. And because this this consciousness is in such an inverted, distorted state, it cannot draw energy, sustenance, like others can, from a balanced state of energy. Because they're on completely different frequencies. So to feed itself, to give itself power, to give itself energetic sustenance, it has to feed off energy coming off people that is within its same distorted state.
So that's why in every culture they have to scare people and torture children to death to get that energy.
Well, yeah, because what they do is when they put people through these horrific rituals, they're putting them into states of extreme fear, extreme terror, which is what? It's an extremely imbalanced, distorted state of being. And they feel, you know, you go far enough back and they openly sacrifice people to the gods. And they sacrificed young virgins to the gods. Well, what was that code for? It was code for children. So they were doing it openly then. And then as humanity grew up and matured a bit, it was no longer acceptable. So it went underground. It's still going on today. All the Epstein stuff, and it's all connected into it. And so they are these sacrifices to the gods. They are these entities, or this ultimately this state of consciousness is feeding off this low vibrational emotion of fear and terror and anxiety. So if you have a war or you have this virus pandemic scam, which terrifies people, you're creating an energetic banquet for this consciousness, which is empowering it. They want people, the whole structure of society and manipulation is to put the population in these low vibrational states of emotion so that they are producing the energy, the frequencies that they can absorb. This is why when Morpheus in the Matrix held up the battery and said the machines have turned humans into one of these, that's he was describing in that movie a profound truth of what's actually going on. So the more we don't fall into fear, the more we come from here, and don't fall into these low vibrational emotions, not least fear, which is the foundation of it. We cease to feed the beast. The more that we fall into hatred and conflict, this is why they want people fighting.
No, I agree. So when you were at the BBC at a time that they were sacrificing kids and slitting throats, you didn't see all that, but you heard about it. You said it years later, it was confirmed with the very people you said. Did you ever see what I've seen? They do it on TV, but I saw it some growing up in Dallas. With real Satanists, when they make that satanic Joker face, and a human can't copy it, only the demon shining through can. When you look at the Colbert faces or the faces made by AOC or the faces made by the Hillary when she's all sharking out, or Newsom makes them but not completely, they make this demon face. Have you ever seen that in person?
Well, I've seen many faces do many strange things, and the key word that describes them in totality is distortion. Their faces distort in various, many in various ways. And you look at like the Exorcist type movie Possession.
Well, I'm telling you, Colbert's, that's a devil worshiper. That's hardcore stuff right there. That's what a kid sees when they're getting killed.
Yeah, but because this consciousness is actually possessing these people, they're just vehicles for it. People like Gates and all these other people, they're vehicles for this consciousness distortion, which we call evil. That's what evil is. evil is this distortion. It's a distortion of the balance of love.
And look at them. They're all getting high off of it. They just run around like crazy people when they're doing it.
In my definition, evil is the absence of love. And you've only got to look at this cult and how it works and its personnel. They are the absence of love. And when you go into the biblical concepts of good and evil, and, you know, all over the world, every culture, every religion has the same thing. This is what they're talking about in their different ways and their different symbolisms and their different ways of expressing it, their different names. They're describing this very distorted state of consciousness, which is driving and possessing these people that I call the cult, that have been manipulating to create a world that expresses their distortion. And on the other side, you've got this balanced state of emotion and balanced state of awareness that we call love and harmony and balance and et cetera. And these have been the two forces right the way through known
universe. And that's why they're trying to openly imbalance things. Big Mike, Michelle Obama came out and said, you know, you better vote for us or we'll destroy everything.
Imbalance and chaos in society is exactly what they're trying to create. Like, when I study this this mind virus, this distorted state of consciousness, I see it in Antifa. I see it in riots. And I see it often in people fighting the people who are within Antifa. You have two groups again and again.
It's like a chemistry event that they're clashing us together.
Yeah, wars all over the place are basically different expressions of this mind virus at war with each other because it's creating the
chaos.
And
that's what I've noticed. People I know that have been doing good work, they get hit by the mind virus, and all they want to do is fight, and they make stuff up to fight about instead of just having real order that comes from that pure balanced state.
Yeah, and so if we want a world of harmony, then we have to be harmonious. If we want a world of love, we have to be loving. If we want a world of peace, we have to be peaceful. That's
how I know you got to go, but do five more minutes. We got a few minutes here of the new book, The Answer, DavidIke.com. But the globalists say they're for the environment. They're the ones killing it. They say they want harmony. They're the ones fighting it. So it's important to explain. They claim to be doing all the things we really need to do, but they're not.
Yeah, but look at that, Alex. This this state of consciousness that's possessing them, this Wetiko mind virus, shall we call it, is an inversion of love. It's an inversion of balance. And so everything they do, look at it, in society, you've just described some of them, everything is an inversion. So this is why, if you want to know the truth.
That's right. In fact, they can't do something that's only half an inversion. They only have inversion or not.
Yeah, they invert everything. So, if you want to know the truth in the society we live in, then basically invert what the authorities are telling you, and you'll get very much more closer to the truth than what they're telling you, because they invert everything. This is why they work with unbelievable levels of mendacity. I mean, if they ever told the truth, they'd genetically implode from the shock. It's because it's an imbalance, it's an inversion of balance and love and harmony that is animating them. So they are going to express that out as the same inversion in everything they do. I mean, look at the inversion of Gates. Gates is saying we have to do this for the health of the population. Inversion. He's doing it to destroy the health of the population. And this is the mind virus. And I see it in the eyes of Gates all the time. He's totally possessed by it.
Do five more and we'll let you get out of here. You got to come back sooner in these critical times. It's just such a quickening. DavidIke.com. We're so blessed to have. I want him to get into the election, and what he thinks of Donald Trump. I respect his opinion. We'll get it, then he'll be gone, and then John Rappaport takes over. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Well,